sun sits high and the air is heady, it's never too late to right your wrongs. Take me along.
You're listening to Illinois Edition. I'm Rachel Otwell. Anna Furman's Trigger Gospel got together about 20 years ago. The band recently reunited and put together their first album in several years. It's called You Belong Here. This song's from that album. It's called Land of the Long White Cloud.
I never thought I'd miss you so. You took my breath and now I know.
Anna Furman and her band will be performing at the NPR Illinois Studios Thursday night. The event starts at 6 and the public is invited to attend. More info is at illinoisedition.org. Anna joined me via Skype from her apartment in Chicago for this chat about her music.
This song actually was inspired by my visits to New Zealand. Land of the Long White Cloud is the literal translation for the Maori word for New Zealand, which is Eora Te Ara. We have been visiting our really close friends in New Zealand over the years and just have been really awed by the beauty of New Zealand and its people. I was really inspired to write this song about that experience.
Tell us a little bit more about the effort to get the band back together overall and the new album and why you decided now is the time to do that.
It's been 8 years since the last time we were in the studio recording a record. In that time, we all went off and did our own projects, spent a lot of time, for me personally, with my kids and doing some solo projects as well. You know, my kids are older. It just felt like a really good time for all of us to come back together. I personally was really missing the musical connection I had with the guys in the band. I had a bunch of songs that I had written specifically for Trigger Gospel. And so it just felt like a good time to come together again.
And tell us a little bit more about the history of the group and the legacy you created for yourselves, especially in Chicago.
The group came together basically in 96. My original member is Paul Bivens, and then Andon Davis joined us on guitar, and I had a different bass player at the time. We actually decided we would get together and play some of these songs that I was writing. I'd been doing a lot of the open mic circuits in Chicago and met these guys through mutual friends. And Trigger Gospel was born. One of our first gigs was opening for Johnny Cash, which is kind of crazy. We did that in December of 96. Really, that's kind of when the band was born because we didn't even have the name Trigger Gospel yet at that time.
And let's go ahead and play one of the original songs.
So this is one of the tracks from our first full-length record that we did with Lloyd Maines. The name of the record was called Things to Come, and this song is Northern Lights.
Northern Lights, where did you go? I've been searching high and low. Midsummer nights with the firefly glow. You won't find the ember of lips so cold.
This is Illinois Edition. We're hearing the music of Anna Furman's Trigger Gospel.
You know, I think when we first started doing this, or when I first started writing music and doing this, I really had no intention of garnering any kind of acclaim. For me, it was literally more of an emotional outlet. And so I think having that kind of energy behind it in terms of me not really expecting anything to come of it, but rather it just being an expression of who I am at the time. I think having that kind of energy behind it maybe was part of the momentum, you know, and also having some great people playing the songs, you know, that I was writing. And I think we just got lucky, you know, it's like right time, right place. At that time in Chicago music, alt country, Americana was really kind of just coming out of the woodwork. Bluegrass, you know, was kind of really making a resurgence among the younger hip musicians at the time as well. And so you have labels like Bloodshot, who are really established independent label here in Chicago, and really a champion for that kind of music, really making its mark around this time as well. So timing, luck, and hard work, I think it's all part of it.
And what was the overall goal with the new album, You Belong Here? I know you did some crowdsourcing to put that together, but tell us a little bit more about what the process was producing it, and if this is a sign of things to come or just kind of a one-off.
You know, it's interesting because, you know, finances are always an issue when it comes to putting out a record because there's a lot of expense involved. I mean, there's a lot of different ways to skin that cat, you know, but we decided to go about doing it by having an Indiegogo campaign. We think was very successful and really helped finance a lot of the record. Now that we have the hindsight of the past records that we've made together, there were certainly some things we wanted to do differently. And one of them was to really work with a great engineer and a great mixing engineer to get the kind of transparent sound we were really hoping to get, which we feel we didn't really quite capture in the past recordings. And I think we really got that with this one. And again, you know, we've always tried to set the bar high in terms of the people we work with. So I think we really got a great group of guys and musicians and engineers, and everyone just did what they did best. We've got a new record that we're just really, really happy and proud of. And, you know, I mean, I'm hoping it's a sign of things to come. It's certainly something we love to do. We love to play together. We love to be in the studio together. We love to perform on stage together. If we can keep going in that direction, then great.
And Anna, you've gotten attention throughout the years for your Filipino heritage. I was wondering if you could tell us a little bit more about that.
Early on, I would get a lot of press like, it's a Filipino gal singing country music. You know, how ironic is that? But I don't know if it's so much ironic as that, you know, is that it's just, I guess, part of who I am. When I was growing up, my parents listened to a lot of Elvis. They listened to a lot of Patsy Cline and Johnny Cash and that kind of thing. So I think inevitably that certainly seeped into my influences. And I love that kind of music. I really love that kind of music as well. But I'm also a product of the 80s. And I loved, you know, the pop music of the 80s. And so I think my songwriting is really a hybrid of all of those influences.
All right, Anna Furman, let's go out on another song.
So this song is from the new record called You Belong Here. And it's called I've Got Friends.
Well, I've got friends. Help me out, take my hand, lead me about. I've got friends who know everything about me and like me anyway. Well, I've got friends.
That was Anna Furman. Anna Furman's Trigger Gospel performs in our studios Thursday night for a recorded concert, and you're invited. More info is at illinoisedition.org. I'm Rachel Otwell.
I've got friends who know everything about me and like me anyway. I've got your back, you know it's true.
I've got your back, you know it's true.
And when we part, we'll bid a farewell. Stuck around, and sometimes it sucks, but sometimes